especially of the destruction of Jerusalem there in 586. Did you find many works, non-biblical works or secular works, that talk much about the destruction of Jerusalem at that time?
You mean like Josephus?
Yeah, something along that line. Or even books that other brethren may have written about this.
Well, there are extra biblical, archaeological. For example, there are some Polish shears called the Lechic letters. They were found in Lechic. Now, Lechic is one of the last cities, I think, to be destroyed. And apparently, this was sort of like a diary that was written by a soldier who was stationed in Lechic. And he talks about the part of the siege and about the Babylonian armies. And they date right back to that time. I mean, he was right there. And it's kind of interesting. You know, Zedekiah put Jeremiah in prison because he said he was demoralizing the people. And in the Lechic letters, though, this soldier made the observation that it was the princes who were demoralizing the people by the things that they were saying about the imminent destruction from the hands of the Babylonians. Also, there were some Babylonian finance that support, you know, the siege and the destruction of the city. Is that what you had in mind?
Yes. You know, there's a wealth of material that people have written about the destruction of Jerusalem in 87. All kinds of books and all kinds of material. But I've never found just a whole lot of material on the destruction of Jerusalem in 586 BC. I'd like to do a little more research on that to read more things about it.
Yeah. Carl, I really enjoyed your presentation. It was very interesting. Did you study some of the specific prophecies that he made this prophecy
from a macro perspective instead of a micro perspective?
Okay.
I didn't do a commentary, I did a survey.
Okay.
But I looked at some of the outstanding prophecies.
You know, this prophecy about the 70 years.
Yeah.
In 2 Chronicles, the writer indicates that the 70 years represented the Sabbaths, the sabbatical years that had been neglected by Israel. And did you, some commentators say there had been 490 years that they hadn't observed the sabbatical year of rest. Do you feel that way, or is that, you think that's a reasonable thing? That would go all the way back to the beginning of the monarchy.
But they had not observed the Sabbath.
If you go back 490 years.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Bobby, got it? We did a macro rather than a micro. But would you comment on Jeremiah 10, verse 1 through 4? You know, we ought to do that.
To them.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. I think you might be familiar with that. First four verses, you know, about the trees decked in the silver. Is it fair to use this? What I'm asking, is it fair to use these verses as we often use it sometimes to illustrate the Christmas tree idea?
I think it's probably reaching. I think it's quite a reach. Yeah. Is that your question?
Yeah, that's
is
your question.
It? Yeah. My answer is it's quite a reach.
John?
Did you find any reference to Ezekiel in the writings of
Jeremiah?
You know, I didn't honestly, John. I know he was taken away, you know, along with Jehoiakim.
The junior.
And the queen mother.
Were they contemporaries for about 5 years?
I think they were contemporary.
That is one of the strange things, because